A senior Taliban spokesman in Doha, Qatar, told the Associated Press that the group would be willing to turn over Bergdahl in exchange for five Taliban operatives held at Guantanamo Bay. It would be the first step, a confidence-building measure, in wider negotiations over the future of Afghanistan. But the details of such an exchange could be complicated. Dan Markey studies U.S. foreign policy in South Asia at the Council on Foreign Relations.
This has been tied up with the politics of Guantanamo here, as well as on the specifics of what would happen to the five Taliban commanders. What would exactly happen to them once they left?
Markey says a likely condition would be the release of the Guantanamo prisoners into third-party supervision by the Qatari government. Bergdahl's parents said through a military spokesman in Idaho that they're encouraged by the latest developments. 27-year-old Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is the only known U.S. POW from the war in Afghanistan. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.